line by line through the Gemara over here, and we're up to the line which is the first medium wide line. Amar Rav Chanan, Amar Rav Chanina, Kol Amarach B'Tfilaso Ein Tfilaso Chozeres Reikam. Anybody who davens lengthily, his tefila will not return empty. Minolon Mimoshe Rabbeinu. How do you know this? We know it from Moshe Rabbeinu. Shnei Amar, because it says Vespalel Hashem. It says in the pasuk in Perek Tes, pasuk Chaf Vav, Vespalel El Adonai, Vomar Adonai Elohim. And then is a Chol Avram, Penyomru Oretz, and continuing, and then in Perek Yud, Pasuk Perek Yud. Pasuk one second. Perk Yud.
I made the other part.
You guys looking for the pasuk for me, or
no,
it says in Pasuk Yud, Perk Yud, Pasuk Yud. It says, "Vanochi amati b'har kayom arishonim aboim yom v'aboim laila." I stayed there for 40 days, 40 nights. Ve'shva Hashem Eloi gam b'pam ahi lo over Hashem hashkisecha. So that's the drasha, that it's, you see that he prayed, and then he prayed, and then in Parakut it says that Hashem listened to his prayer. So the obvious question is, how do you know, or where's the remez at least, that the reason why Hashem listened to Moshe was because he prayed so long, that you should learn out from there that kol hamispalel b'chol yah kol hamarik b'tvilaso ain't tvilaso chazeres reikam. So the Torah Tzmima talks about it in Simen, in Perek Tes, Simen on the pasuk of Espal Hashem, and he says the following. He says that the diuk is really because it says in the pasuk in. I was there for 40 days and 40 nights, and Hashem listened to me. Gamba pamahi. So he says that the Gemara is medayik in the lashon of gamba pamahi, that it means even though really I didn't merit being answered, nevertheless, because I was aboyim yomba laila, Hashem answered me, did answer me positively. And from there, Chazal learned out the kol hamarach b'tvilaso. Ain't philosoph Chazeres Reikam. Okay, it's a drasha. Frek the Gemara, Aini, is this true that if you mark with philosoph, that Ain't philosoph Chazeres Reikam, that it's something positive? But Omra Bchia Baba, Omra Bjochen, call a mark with philosoph, Ma'ayin, but Sof Bode de Cave Lave, that if someone is marked philosoph and is Ma'ayin in it, whatever that means, so he comes to heartache, Shenemar, in Mishlei Yudgimel Yudbeis Tochelas Mimushocha Machlo Leiv Ve'etz Chaim Tava Va'ok. So it says Shema Eit Tochelas Mimushocha Machlo Leiv. Okay, and then the Gemara says my so you see that it's a negative thing, right? It causes heartache, and it seems according to it seems that Parshat Rashi is saying Tochelas Mimushocha means Rashi says the word Tochelas means Tefillah, right? From the Lashon of Eichal. Right, Rashi says, Tochelas Lashon Chilui Utachina, prayer, beseeching. So what does it, Tochelas Mimushach mean according to this Pshat of Gemara? What does Mimushach mean? Drawn out. Extensive prayer, I think, no one says this, but I think that's how they learn Pshat. Extensive prayer causes heartache, or causes heartache. So it's a negative thing. So and the Gemara says, "My takana say this is part of the drasha Yasuf b'Torshim of Eitz Chaim he." That's the next part of the pasuk of Eitz Chaim Tavo Rabo. The Eitz Chaim Tavo Rabo. The Ein Eitz Chaim El Torah Shneimar Eitz Chaim El Magzikim Bo. So that's the question. that we say over here that Kol Amar Ketulaso in Tulaso Koseres Reikom from Moshe Rabbeinu, and then the Pasuk of Mishlei says, and Rabbi Yochanan quotes it, that Kol Amar Ketulaso Ma'ayin Ba Sof Bo Dekev Leiv. So Gemara says, Lo Kasha, Ha Demarech Ma'ayin Ba, Ha Demarech V'lo Ma'ayin Ba. So it depends. It's not exactly the same Lashon. It says one place says Marech, that's good, and Ha Koseres Reikom. It also says Ma'ayin Ba is what? Is a bad thing, it causes a kev leiv. So Rashi explains what's pshat ma'ayin ba. Actually, interesting, Rashi only explains the word tochelas after he explains after ma'ayin ba. I don't know, it seems to be out of order to me. Ma'ayin ba mitzapeh sheteyosa bakoshoso al yedei harochoso. If somebody is anticipating that because of his lengthy davening, his tefillos, his request will be answered, sof she'ena naseis, the end result is that it won't happen, or won't, certainly won't always happen, v'nimseis tocheles v'mushocha chinam. It comes out that you davened, this long davening, for nothing. That's what you're going to feel anyway. V'hi ke'ev leiv, and this causes heartache. If somebody anticipates something positive, ain't havasuba, and it doesn't happen. Okay? So what's the antidote? The antidote is they learn Torah, as it says, Eitz Chaim Tavabot Sofo Shel Mikrovu. So if you look at the pasuk, according to this Gemara, it says the following, that what Tocheles v'mushocha, if somebody davens, extensive davening with the anticipation, and I don't see that it says that, by the way, in the, maybe the word tocheles is, I don't know, I really don't see where, I would have learned that the word tocheles also means to hope for something. But Rashi interprets it just as lashon tefila. So I don't see where it says in the pasuk that it's talking, the pasuk could be talking about, doesn't say anything about the fact that you're waiting for it, that you're ma'ayin ba. That doesn't say that in the pasuk.
The Gemara does.
I know that, but what I'm saying, we're learning, the pasuk just makes reference to the fact that it's a long tefillah. Doesn't make which could be good. But you just, the Gemara is saying it's talking about a long tefillah where you're expecting that because it's long, you're going to be answered. I'm just pointing out, it doesn't say that in the pasuk. There's no reference to that or allusion to that in the pasuk.
The pasuk says it's a bad one because it gives an antidote. So it's clear that this tefillah is bad.
I understand what? That.
It's going backwards. It's not that there's ayin in here. Because it's bad, it must be ayin. No?
The point I'm making is that there's no reference or allusion in the pasuk that this is something other than just a long tefillah. But the Chazal learned that it's a long tefillah that you're expecting to be answered because it's long, and that's why it causes machlo leiv. And the antidote, Chazal learned, Eitz Chaim Tava Bo'a, that Eitz Chaim, meaning learning Torah, somehow that's an antidote, Tava Bo'a, causes you to feel better.
Why don't you just not do it?
Well, right.
In the first place.
Okay, well, that's a good question. So I just wanted to point out to you in Pshat in the Pasuk that Rashi in... I'm not going to do Rashi in Mishlei. You learned to watch Rashi in Mishlei, you know what he says. One of the problems Rashi in Mishlei has is that he doesn't understand what the Eitz Chaim Tava Va'a means. Because it's mash... What, according to the way Pashup Shat in the Pasuk, Tava Va'a causes Eitz Chaim. In other words, the way Rashi learns Pashup Shat in the Pasuk, it's talking about, not talking about Tefillah really at all. It's talking about Tocheles M'mushocha means it's a hope, a desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Jewish people should do Tshuva. And this is, M'mushocha means it's deferred. It's pushed off, meaning that the Jewish people don't do tshuva. Machla alev, that causes, that sickens the heart of the Jewish people. Ta'avava, if God's desire for them to do tshuva comes, meaning that they do tshuva, then they will have an Eitz Chaim. That's how Rashi Lim Shat in the Pasuk. And he has to say that last phrase is Mesuras. According to our Gemara, you don't have to say that, because first of all, it's talking about Tocheles, it's not talking about just a hope. Maybe it uses this love double language. Tocheles means both tefillah and also hope, because it includes both the fact that it's a lengthy tefillah and lengthy tefillah that you're expecting to be responded to. I don't know that anybody says that, but maybe that's how there's an allusion in the pasuk to the fact that this is ma'ayin ba. So if you have a lengthy tefillah that you expect to be responded to, you're going to end up with machloleh. Eitz Chaim, but if you you have Machaleh, what are you going to do about your Machaleh? Eitz Chaim, learning Torah, Ta'avavah, will somehow fix the situation. If you look at the Bir Agra, you don't have to say the serious Hamikra, and if you look at the Bir Agra, so the Bir Agra says something fascinating that requires a lot of thought and trying to understand what he says. So he says, Ho'inyan, that when it says tochelas mumushoch, it's talking about iyun tefillah. Ve'amru shamai takana. Say there in the Gemara, it says what's the way to fix up the machlolei? Yasuk b'torah. So what's pshat? What does one thing have to do with the other? Yasuk b'torah. How does that fix up the machlolei? What's the connection? So he says the following: V'hainu shetefillah hu chai shah she'ena rak olam hazeh. Tefillah, this is what, we'll read what he says, and don't ask me why he says it, because I don't really understand it. He says, tefillah is primarily to pray for what happens in this world. Aval Torah hu chayei olam, right? Torah is called chayei olam. Shehu derech al olam haba. I don't know what this word derech means over here. I don't know why, but the word derech doesn't make sense to me. But it's primarily... It's a strange word. It's the path to Olam Haba. Then it should be Derech El Olam Haba. I don't know. I don't understand this phrase exactly. Who Derech Al Olam Haba? What he's saying is that somehow it's more related not to this world, but to prepare you for Olam Haba. Uva Olam Hazeh Efshe Shlo Yitena Kodesh Baruch Hu Afa Mispalo. It could be that in this world you're not going to get what you pray for, right? Even if you pray for it really well. And therefore, it's going to end up. You're going to end up with machaleib. Valze omar amru. That's why Chazal said, "My takanose yasik v'tor shechalim haba." Uvada yovel otavoso tava ba. You'll get what you want in olam haba. So therefore, that's somehow a nechama, or somehow you don't feel you're not going to be so frustrated if you keep this in mind that even though you may not get it in this world, you'll get it in the other world. That's very difficult to be a I don't know the answer, so I'm not going to tell you the question right now. Okay. I want to get to the main topic, which is Iyun Tefillah. So our Gemara seems to say that Iyun Tefillah is a bad thing, right? Iyun Tefillah is that you're anticipating that something's going to happen, and you're just going to cause machaleib. There are a number of Gemaras that seem to indicate other things about Iyun Tefillah. If you look in the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuchav Zayin Amud Aleph, it says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bashela, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shisha Dvorim, Adam Ochel, Perusim, Olam Hazeh, Karen Kemes, Olam Haba, Ve'elohem, Achnas Zorchim, V'kucholim, V'Iyun Tefillah. Sounds great, okay? And then you have the Gemara in Baba Basa, Kuchav Zachach Mutal, Amud Veiz, Amar Rav Amar Rav, Shloshu Averis, Ein Olam Nitzol Mem Bechol Yom. Here, Aveira, V'iyun Tefillah. It sounds like, and Lashon Hara, sounds like it's something bad again. And then you have the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Tezai, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Shlosh Dvar Mazkiun Avonoso Shel Adam, Elohein, Kir, Notui, V'iyun Tefillah, Moser Din Al Chaveiro. The three things cause a person's books to be examined. One of them is going into a Mokum Sakona, one is Iyun Tefillah, and one is Moser Din Al Chaveiro. So it seems to be, that all sounds like a bad thing to do. So Rabbi Natam in Rosh Hashanah says that Iyun Tefillah by the Maskiun Avonoso Shel Adam means you don't have Kavana. He learns that Iyun Tefillah means not that you're Ma'ayin Tefillah, but it's that on the topic of Iyun Tefillah that you don't have it. So if you don't have Iyun Tefillah, that causes Avonoso Shel Adam, that's Maskiun Avonoso Shel Adam, and that also is one of the three things that people aren't saved from each day. What it means is they're not saved from not having Iyun Tefillah. It says Iyun Tefillah. Iyun Tefillah is really a good thing over there, according to Rabbi Natan. It's just not something that they have, so that's a bad thing. So that's how Rabbi Natan was shot. Tosus over there in Rosh Hashanah disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam and says that's not pshat in Mazkirinos. Just because you didn't have kavana, that doesn't mean that you're going to be Mazkirin Avonos Shalom. It's not comparable to the other things that are over there in the list of three things. So therefore, he learns, you know what Iyun Tefillah is? Iyun Tefillah is where a person expects that because of his tefillah should be answered. He feels entitled, right? He has a sense of entitlement. So if you have a sense of entitlement that your tefillah is going to be answered, so then, okay, well, let's see if you're really entitled. So you go and examine your record to see whether or not you're really entitled to it. So that's how he learns pshat in Shlosh Dvar Mazkir and Avonos Shel Adam. And that's a negative thing, and that's pshat in our Gemara, why it's mevi, sof mevi lidei ke'ev leiv.
Is that different than what Rashi
and
means?
What does no?
Rashi also means you're expecting it, not right. That you're just waiting for it.
I think so. You're expecting it. And obviously the case where we talk about it being something positive of ochel perosim b'olam hazeh v'keren kemes olam habah, that's talking about where you are ma'ayin in your tefillah means you have kavana, right? Okay. So the other rishonim and tells us what, so tells us to learn. So what is it? The fact it says that person is not saved from everybody's not saved from iyun tefillah. What does that mean? Not saved from iyun tefillah. So they learn that it means having kavana in your tefillah. So there's three things. This iyun tefillah means a sense of entitlement. Iyun tefillah is what actually having kavana in your tefillah. And then we're going to say iyun tefillah is also used sarcastically to mean a lack of the iyun tefillah. Right. Either sarcastically or just a lack of it, and they bring the Yerushalmi that says that lists all the different Amoraim that one did not have proper David the Kavanah and the Tefillah, and therefore you can say that Ein Adam Nitzelman B'chol Yom. The interesting thing is this is Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah brings it down. The Ritvah brings it down in Rosh Hashanah, and the Ritvah brings down an interesting thing in terms of explaining the connection between Iyun Tefillah and Adam Ochel Perosem Bolam Azeva Karen Kemeslom Haba. So the Ritvah says, you know what it means? It means the following: Zesha Amru She'ochel Perosav Ba'olam Hazev Hashem Yisparach Misham Lo Shelas Trochav She'ol Bem Tzoyes. What's the Olam Hazev? The Peres Gelam Hazev. What part of Tefillah gives you the Peres Bolam Hazev? Where you ask for things Bolam Hazev, which is where? In the middle brachos of the Shemona Esrei. That's what is the Peros Bolam Hazev. The Karen Kevasim Haba. What's the Karen? The principle is left over for Olam Haba. What is that? Sheva shibeach barishonos v'holda bachronos. Okay, that's talking about what? Where you do the shevach and hodah to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So those are things that more closely. That's what gives you the schus to be ochel. The keren. That's the keren. Olam Haba. All right. So the schus of tefillah, the schus of Torah, is. According, relate both to, in a certain extent, to Olam Hazeh and to Olam Haba, and I think that we will stop at this point over here. Okay.
Bottom line is.
Bottom line
don't
is.
Think about the stock.